That's the way it should be. That's the love you have for a child. But if it's some other child from down the street, he comes running in the door, somebody will stop him. He won't be able to come in because he's not your child. But your child has the privilege to run right past the people in the front, right into daddy's office, and jump up in his lap and tell him what he wants. No problem, because he's your child. He has that privilege. That is the privilege we have. The Lord, under this new covenant, he has told us clearly, like in Hebrews 4:16, he says, under this new covenant, under the blood of Jesus, if you have all your sins repented of, Hebrews 4:16 says you can come boldly into the throne of grace anytime you want to in times of need for mercy. Wow. When that became a revelation to me, I made sure that all of my sins were repented of. And as I stayed walking in this love relationship with the Lord, I realized that if I was walking in love, I gave no place to the enemy, the devil, and that I could literally ask the King of the universe anything I wanted to, and he would do it for me. I could take and I could run into the throne of grace. I could ask him to do great things for me. I have asked him so many things. I think about, in fact, I think about Philip, the young man that I prayed over, and I come into the throne of grace and ask the Lord to remove all this boy's warts and scars. I think about there that boy, since he was 3 years old till he was 11 years old, his body was covered with warts and scars. Well, I didn't have the faith years ago to get anything like that done. But once I renewed my spirit and I walked in this love relationship that this book tells me to walk in, I had the faith to go to their home and read the Word of God to them, get them to repent of their sins. And after getting them to repent of their sins under this new covenant of love, walking in this new covenant of love and the promises that are there, you can come to the throne of grace, jump up in daddy's lap and ask him anything you want to. And you can use promises like Matthew 18:19. Under the new covenant, these are promises that belong to the obedient children of God. So, if Jesus said in Matthew 18:19, under this new covenant of love, come and ask me for anything, and I'll do it for you. Well, I made sure my sins were repented of. I made sure I was walking in a love relationship. I went to Philip's mother and dad's house. I made sure their sins were repented of, made sure they were walking in love. And then I took Matthew 18:19, which says, again, I tell you that if two of you on earth shall agree about anything you ask me for, it shall be done for you by my Father, which is in heaven. Now, that promise won't work for you if you're not walking under the new covenant of love. If you're holding a grudge against your mate, or you're holding a grudge against somebody at church, or you're talking evil about people, you're not walking in a love relationship. If you're not walking under this new covenant of love, these mighty promises will not work for you. But if you are walking under this new covenant, you are walking in love, you are being obedient to God's word, and you know who you are. You know that you're a son of God. You know that your sins are repented of. You can come jump up in daddy's lap in the throne of grace anytime you want to in times of need, and he will give you mercy, just like he did for Philip that day. I took Matthew 18:19. I knelt in the floor, and I held my hands up, and I asked the Father in Jesus' name to remove every wart and scar where they had burned all the warts off of Philip's hand. And I asked the Lord on behalf of Matthew 18:19 to take those warts and scars off, and then I thanked him for doing it. And then I got up and I asked the family. I said, now do y'all believe with me? And they said, yes. I said, then I want y'all to say out loud, I agree with this prayer in the name of Jesus. The mother, for sure, she said, well, why in the world do we have to say we agree with this prayer in Jesus' name? I said, well, this book that we read out of is called the Law Book, the Word of God. The whole thing, it's the old law and the new law, the old covenant and the new covenant. Under the law and under the book, you must do everything exactly according to the law. If you do it exactly according to the law, then the defense attorney, which is the devil, the one that's trying to get you to do something wrong, the one that's accusing, the accusing attorney, which is the devil. He's the one that's trying to find something wrong with what I'm doing. And I said, if we take the law book and we stand on God's law just exactly like it's written, we've got every sin repented of, we've confessed our sins, we know we're walking in love, then I asked the Father in Jesus' name to take the warts and scars off of Philip. He said, I can ask for anything, and he'll do it. So I said, as long as we do it according to his word, we'll have our answer every time. So they said, they agreed with what I had done in the name of Jesus. Then she said, when are they going to come off? I said, now that's the only thing God does not tell us, is when. We don't know when these things are going to happen. But from the time we pray till it happens, we have to stay in faith. Because God's promises under the new covenant to his obedient children is always yes every time. Always yes. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, for no matter how many promises God made us, if you're in Christ, the answer is yes and amen to those that are in Christ. So, if you've got your sins repented of under this new covenant of love, you can come and ask the Father in the name of Jesus for anything, and he will do it for you. But remember, you have to be walking in this love relationship. You can't be talking evil about someone. You can't be crossways with your preacher. You can't be crossways with one of your children. You can't be screaming at the neighbor down the street. You can't be mad at the guy down the street that's working on your car because he didn't get it out in time. You've got to walk in love. If you walk in love, then you can come to the Father in the name of Jesus and ask him for anything, and he will do it. So, by asking and staying in faith, just like Hebrews 10:35 and 36 says, you have need of patience. Do not cast away your confidence in the word, but you have need of patience that after you've done the will of God, you will receive the promise. So we stood on God's word for Philip. And, of course, I left there that afternoon. And the next morning, the word of God began to work for Philip immediately. Well, here's a little boy that was 11 years old that had his body covered with warts since he was 3 years old. And now they had tried burning a bunch of them off and left a bunch of scars on his body. So I didn't want any of that. So I knew that God could take anything off, not only the warts, but the scars. And I prayed the prayer of faith and asked him to do it. And the next morning, the tangible, visible manifestation had already begun to occur, because the warts on the ends of Philip's fingers and the warts that were up under his fingernails were completely gone overnight. Then over the next 3 weeks, every wart on Philip's body disappeared. And then, on that fourth week, the scars left also. I'm telling you, we serve an awesome God. He made you and me as Christians all these promises in his word. Many people that I know have read these mighty promises under this new covenant, which most of them did not know they had a new covenant. They didn't know that the covenant was sealed by the blood of Jesus. And your love. You have to walk in love for this thing to work for you. If you're not walking in love, then you're walking under the law. And Paul tells us in Galatians chapter 5 that you have failed from grace. I used to think, does that mean I lost my salvation to fall from grace? Absolutely not. I am still a son of God when I fall from grace. But when I fall from grace, I fall back under the law. That's the only place you can fall. But when you're walking in grace, you're walking in love. But if you step out of love, then you fall back under the law. And when you do, then those sins that you've committed are condemning to you, and it opens the door to the devil, and the devil will come in and make you sick and afflict you. So as long as you walk in love, you will walk under grace. And when you're walking under grace, under the new covenant, you give no place to the devil. The devil cannot make you sick. He cannot afflict you. He cannot hurt you. In fact, at this point, when you're walking in love, when you're walking under the new covenant, Jesus made us a statement that is fulfilled when we walk in love. Jesus clearly said in Luke 10:19 and 20, behold, I give unto you power to tread on the devil and his demons. It's the serpent and his scorpions. All power is given to you over them. They shall in no wise hurt you. He said, nevertheless, rejoice not in this, that those evil spirits have to be subject to you, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Now then, when the devil tries to attack you, if he tries to attack one of your friends, tries to attack one of your loved ones at church, somebody walks in, they got the flu, or they got asthma, or whatever they got, you ask them, how would you like me to drive that sickness away from you in the name of Jesus? That'll be kind of astounding to most of them, because most of them don't know what their covenant fulfills. But you learn this covenant of love. You walk in this God kind of love. And you walk, when you walk in the God kind of love, all power has been given to you over the devil. And he has no right to touch you. Scriptures clearly say that. If you don't understand that, you go back under the law to Psalms 91. And you'll find out under Psalms 91, even under the law, if you've made God, the Most High God, your dwelling place, and you walk in obedience to his word, and you say he is your refuge and your strength, you will find there that he will rebuke the devourer for you. He will keep you free from the snare of the fowler or the devil, and that no raging epidemic or no sickness and disease will come near you, and that he will send his angels and give them charge over you to watch over you, and you will not be able to be made sick. Now, that's under the law, under Psalms 91. But you must walk in that walk of love. You can't break any of God's rules. And you come over to the new covenant, the new law, and he says the law of love. He says in 1 John 5:18, my children do not sin. They keep themselves from evil. And therefore, the evil one cannot touch you. Now, that word there in the Greek literally means the evil one cannot attach himself to you. The devil can come by and touch you. He'll put pains on you, symptoms upon you, to try to make you think you have to be sick or afflicted. Well, when you realize that Jesus bore your pain, he bore your sickness, and he removed your disease on the cross, because it's written in Matthew 8:17, you will realize that by having all power over the devil, when the devil tries to come upon you to put a pain or a symptom upon you, if you're walking under the new covenant of love, all power and all authority has been given to you over the devil. So you take the word of God, you quote these mighty scriptures like Luke 10:19-20 to the enemy, and Mark 16:17-18, and quote them to the enemy, and you tell that devil to get out of your life in the name of Jesus, and you will see that devil flee from you, and great things will happen to you.
We're going to have to stop right there today, but if you would like the teaching in its entirety, this is a teaching on the God kind of love. If you'll contact us at 940-242-2106, or go to the web, www.tlsm.org, and there you can find all this information. Remember, 940-242-2106. We'll send it to you free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.